Aircheckdownloads.com. This is LBC News.
Probably just decided, okay, didn't work out. It's driving Tesla stock down.
Should we all be worried that there doesn't appear to be that much governing actually going on?
Where the news never stops.
CCTV is still a hugely contentious issue in France, where there's still very, very strict privacy laws.
It really is very muddy waters.
This means the passengers are going to be, what, facing a summer of discontent?
Listen on Global Player.
Evening, whether you just joined us or not, the time is 6:32. You are listening to a special programme with me, Andrew Marr, and with Sheila Fogarty on LBC after a day when, hour after hour, in a sense, nothing has happened and everything has happened. It began with the news percolating through the House of Commons in a rather unsettling way that the Queen was ill, that she was being looked after by her doctors but was comfortable. And a day after I said nothing has happened, it has now, because I have to interrupt the programme to tell you that Buckingham Palace has confirmed that the Queen has died. She was 96 years old. She died peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon. I said I'd lose it, and I did.
You did, but I think it's understandable. Her Majesty has been a permanent fixture in our lives since all of us were children. There will be a few people alive who predate her, but not many, and certainly not people who remember her as adults. A figure, I think, unrivalled in modern times.
Absolutely.
An Elizabethan, as you described her so accurately. And an extraordinary moment, of course, it's emotional.
We knew it was coming, and it was still a heck of a shock when it actually did. We're now going to hear from LBC's Simon Conway, who looks back at her life.
Aircheckdownloads.com.